featuring everybody's favorite, Steamer. This is the penultimate homestand of 2024, and you will want to soak up as much Curve baseball while you still can. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or simply by stopping by the PNG Field box office. The penultimate homestand of 2024, with all kinds of off-the-rail fun.
You've been listening to Pirates Baseball on 96.1 Hank FM. Buccos Baseball on Hank is brought to you by
Hungry Howie's Pizza, Craig Fencing, C&J Junk Removal, Gloria Gates Care, Tyrone Auto Credit, Shoefly and the Appalachian Running Company, Davison Snack Outlet, Best Way Pizzas of Hollidaysburg, Altoona, and Greenwood, ARC Federal Credit Union, Kepner's Grand View Meats, Mattis Motorsports, Pacific O Bakery, J&P Auto Mart, and by Phoenix Domus LLC.
Tune in next time for Pittsburgh Pirates Baseball on 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications. It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
How on earth can anybody be a Pirates fan? I'm completely and totally serious. Why in the hell would you possibly be a Pirates fan? You are in an abusive relationship that person, that organization does nothing for you but abuse you and take advantage of you. I mean, my God, what just happened over the last hour with the Pirates? I would say it's ridiculous and disgraceful and a travesty, all that, but you could kind of see it coming. I mean, you could see it coming. You got a huge lead. If you think that the Pirates are just going to hold on to big leads all the time with their horrendous bullpen. Okay, we got on the air today. I want to thank Doug Herendeen for making it possible. Technically, we were kind of touch and go there, whether we were going to have a show or not. Pirates ended up blowing a big lead. Skeens pitched well, not great, but well enough, and they should have won. We're going to talk some Penn State versus West Virginia here in just a few minutes. Mike Ostie from West Virginia Sports Now is going to join me. He was supposed to be joining me at 4:15, but the Pirates suck. They are horrendous. They are one of the worst organizations in the history of the sports world, and so we got pushed back about 15 minutes or so. So fortunately, Mike Ostie agreed to come on a little bit later today. But look, I'm completely 100% serious. If you're a Pirates fan out there, if you are a fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates, why? What on earth do you get from that relationship? What do they give you from the standpoint of joy? What do they do for you that makes you happy? Seriously, I've talked about this literally for 10 years, okay? 56% of the people in this country get divorced, all right? 56% of the people are willing to give up on their marriage. It happens all the time. If you're a sports fan, if you're a fan of a team, there's like a 2% chance you're going to give up on your sports team. It's always boggled my mind that whatever team you start rooting for when you're 6 or 8 or 10 years old, you will latch onto that team till they put you 6 feet in the ground. No matter what, that team can treat you like complete garbage, like the Pirates have their fans for most of the last 30 years, and yet you will stay loyal to that horrendous organization. Meanwhile, you might go through 1, 2, 3, 4 marriages or so. I love this person till death do us part. Now we're divorced. 56% of people in this country get divorced, and yet you'll still root for a team like the Pirates. Explain that to me. I have no qualms whatsoever walking away. Well, you're not being loyal to your team, guy. Well, you're damn straight. If they're not giving me anything, if they're blowing 10-3 leads with the best pitcher in baseball on the mound, screw those guys. Honestly, how on earth could you possibly be loyal to the Pittsburgh Pirates? I'm 1,000,000% serious here. If you want to defend the Pirates and why you could possibly be a fan, the only way you can be a fan is because you've got great memories being a kid of listening to the Gunner on the radio, or 71 and Clemente, or 79 and We Are Family. My God, that was two lifetimes ago. All right, rant over. Bob in Altoona. Bob, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm going to start my rant. I've been putting this off, but as smart as you are, Corey, and as well-educated as you are, you have that, you know, you talk about your wife many times, and she's wonderful. But not every, you have no idea what a wife can do to you, Corey. You know, the sports team, I mean, there's like all kinds of things, Corey. There's no comparison. I mean, okay, the Pirates disappoint us, you know, and they, you know, they're like the Pandora's box. They give us hope. But a wife, it's amazing what they can do. And, you know, you have no idea because you have a great wife.
I love it, man. That's fantastic. You do get where I'm coming from, though, Bob, that the Pirates, they will break your heart every single time that they can.
I'll tell you, it is a good analogy, but it really. But I'll tell you what, when the Steelers didn't come out for that national anthem, you know, X amount of years ago, I almost divorced them.
Yeah. And hey, look, everybody's got their breaking point. That one was just tough. Not that the Pirates are playing for anything. They're not. They're terrible. They're long out of it. But you got Skeens on the mound. The front page story on ESPN this afternoon was about Paul Skeens. Pat McAfee was talking about how Pittsburgh is ready to have a love affair with baseball again because of Paul Skeens. And then you go out on a day like this and you just completely crap the bed, blowing a 10-3 lead and losing at home. It's just so typical of the Pirates. They are losers. They are gigantic losers. They are a humiliating organization full of losers, and they are going to break your heart every opportunity that they get.
Well, I couldn't believe it. Because I root, like everybody else, I'm rooting for the whole team of Paul Skeens. I know he's going to get a win. I thought there's no way they could blow this.
And that
darn bull, I don't know why. If you're a coach, could you send Bednar out there?
They do. They keep doing it all the time. A buddy of mine tweeted an hour and a half ago, this game feels like, the way he phrased it was Shelty'd it for Shelty. Shelton, the manager, he said this game looks like a game that he's going to Shelty again, which means he's going to blow it with the bullpen. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. Why they just keep, like you used the analogy about the definition of insanity about something else, but that's the way that is.
All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. All right, we're going to talk some Penn State, West Virginia here in a second. One other bit of news I do need to get to because we've talked about this a ton over the last month or so. The Steelers named Russell Wilson the starting quarterback today. That is a surprise to absolutely no one. But Mike Tomlin did make it official today. Tomlin said, quote, "I met with both quarterbacks here just a few minutes ago after practice, and I informed them that Russ is QB1 going into week one. It was a difficult decision, but not difficult in a negative way, to be quite honest with you. It was difficult in a positive way. The decision was difficult because of what they're capable of doing. Decision was difficult because of how they have conducted themselves as opposed to the things that they fall short in terms of capabilities or negative conduct. Both guys have been really professional. I've been really excited about getting to know them and their games and having the ability to analyze what both are capable of bringing." As we talked about yesterday on the Black and Gold Breakdown Show, Russell Wilson gives the Steelers the best chance to win in week one. He is the better quarterback, more reliable quarterback. He gives the Steelers the best chance to win any given week this year. But Justin Fields is 10 years younger. Could Justin Fields potentially be the future quarterback for the Steelers, not just this year, and you have to work, figure out what's, because neither one of these guys is under contract for next year. That's where the debate kind of stood out. Russ gives you your best chance right now, but at some point you need to find out about Justin Fields. All right, we'll take a break. Talk some Penn State, West Virginia coming up after this.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juneau.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
We know, you know, the Ford F-150 is known as America's best-selling truck for its power, performance, good looks, and smarts. Now, we want you to know this. It's time to make it yours now. Shop with us and save over $11,000 on select 2024 Ford F-150 models, or take available 3.9% APR for 60 months. Choose from over 200 F-150s, 200, when you visit Stuckey Ford. We're here for every mile.
Exclusions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hank FM.
Welcome back. We've got Penn State's season opener coming up this week. Lots of expectations for the Nittany Lions with the 12-team playoff opening this year. Everybody thinks Penn State's going to make it, but there's a tough game to start down in Morgantown against West Virginia. Mike Osti from West Virginia Sports Now joins us, kind of give us the lowdown on the Mountaineers and if they have much of a chance to win this game. Mike, everything going well, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, great to be talking to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just looking at the point spread for this game, Mike, everybody thought, okay, you know, Penn State was a 10.5-point favorite like a week and a half ago. Now it's down to 7.5 in some places, 8 I'm seeing here in front of me, but I saw 7.5. Why have people started to put a little bit more money, do you think, on West Virginia over the last week or so?
Yeah, and I actually asked Neil Brown exactly this question. He kind of gave me the, well, we're the home team, 3 points usually swing to the home team, that type of answer. But I think in reality, because the initial line opened at 12.5
mm-hmm.
a few months ago at the beginning of the summer, and I do believe at that point the line was getting a little ridiculous. It was 16.5 last year when West Virginia was coming off of arguably one of the worst seasons in program history. They end up losing 38-15, and we all know Franklin scored in the final seconds, and that covered the spread for Penn State. Otherwise, West Virginia would have covered the spread. So aside from the final seconds, that West Virginia team, which eventually won 9 games and was coming off a bad year, covered that spread in all reality. And then a year plus later, when West Virginia is coming off 9 wins, then the spread's only a 4-point difference. That doesn't make some sense. So I do think the spread is getting back to where it should be in reality purposes. This game is not at Beaver Stadium. This game is in Morgantown. Even when West Virginia's kind of been down under Neil Brown, they are still usually good at home. It's going to be a rocking crowd, even though it's at noon. Franklin talked about it being a hornet's nest. He knows from his Maryland days. It will not be easy on Penn State, even with them being the favorite. They're the better team. It makes sense they're the favorite. But this is a 9-win Mountaineer team. They are returning most of the roster. They had a great offseason in terms of transfers. They fixed all the problems. You lose Frazier and Beanie, but outside of that, there's nothing different or bad about this team from last year. I think the spread makes sense around 7.5, 8, 10, I could even kind of believe. That's kind of where I think the point's going to end up, but that's still kind of a rough spread for WU. But I think it just started so crazy that it's coming back to the mean now where it should be.
Both after the game last year and then a few days later in his weekly press conference, James Franklin heaped praise on Garrett Green. He kept saying, and he would even say this later on into the year, that quarterback's really good. That quarterback's really good. That quarterback's really good.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, he said it a dozen times over the course of several weeks throughout the season. Garrett Green is back. They struggled offensively. West Virginia struggled offensively against Penn State's fantastic defense last year, but a lot of people struggled against Penn State's defense. What sure. are the reasons to believe, Mike, that maybe this is a different Penn State defense? Why might West Virginia be a little more effective offensively?
Yeah, you don't have Chop Robinson. It's still going to be a very, very good Penn State defense, though, and arguably maybe the best defense the Mountaineers will face. Certainly off preseason rankings, you could argue this is the best team West Virginia's going to face all year. But I do think, unlike last year, this is going to be a much better West Virginia team that Penn State will face, a much better West Virginia offense. So even if Penn State wins this game, I think the Mountaineers are much more of a formidable opponent than they were last year. Just go off of the fan perspective, Corey. Last year, a lot of West Virginia fans were saying, oh, we can keep it close, we can be competitive. Nobody was really saying they're going to win. There's a belief this year, and there's a reason behind that. And I think part of that is, last year going into the season, Garrett Green had emerged a little bit in 2022 to replace the JT Daniels. It was a bad Mountaineer team. They beat Oklahoma, but he mostly did it on the ground. He didn't show much through the air, and there was some excitement. But everything Brown was saying, even what Franklin was saying before the game about what Green can do and what the offense can do and C.J. Donaldson's potential, nobody really knew. You hadn't seen it for a full year. Even CJ, he got hurt halfway through the year. You didn't see it for a full 12 games plus. And now you can say, okay, we've seen Garrett Green for a full season as the starter. Even when being hurt, he ended up with almost 3,000 passing yards, 29 overall TDs, only 4 picks. Completion percentage is low, but if he fixes that, all the other numbers are good. You can kind of see that progression. And as I said earlier, he brings back most of his contributors from a season ago. Not only does he bring back Cole Taylor, a veteran pass-catching tight end, Traylon Ray, who was a freshman last year, didn't see time against Penn State, didn't emerge until halfway through the year. As you know, Jaheim White, he was, you know him from the area as a 3-star recruit that Penn State didn't really care about. He felt slighted from that, didn't play against Penn State, didn't emerge until halfway through the year. Justin Robinson is now there, wasn't there last year. Jaden Bray is a guy who plays in conference championship games every year. He wasn't there last year. They get him this year. Go down the line. They're bringing everybody back, plus they add pieces. So that should just make the offense even better. And I also will add, and I think you're aware of this, I think everyone who covers Penn State, the fans are probably aware of this, even if Franklin would admit it. West Virginia being good this year, like West Virginia being good last year, when they were a 9-win team with the bowl win, that made Penn State's schedule look better. That's why Franklin kept bringing up, we beat a real good team. Watch how good they're going to be. Green's going to be real good. He wants to beef up that out-of-conference win, and that's going to be a thing this year, too, with the 12-team playoff. Penn State got to get in. There's pressure to get in. If they don't win the conference, they need the at-large bid. And people are eventually going to point to, okay, you did this in conference. You probably lose to Ohio State again. What about out of conference? Oh, you beat the Mountaineers by 10 points. They're ranked 20th in the country. They're vying for a Big 12 title. That's pretty good. But if they're ranked 35th in the 6-win team, that's not that great. So Franklin wants them. After the game's over, even if Penn State wins, I think Penn State fans and James Franklin are going to keep an eye on what West Virginia does. He'll probably bring them up again middle of the season on how good they've become and try to make it clear that we beat a really good team. And obviously if you lose, you're trying to say, hey, that's a much better team. They could win the Big 12. We're still in the race. They're better than you think. So either way, they want West Virginia to be good. I think there's some of that coach speak in there, but I do think the Mountaineer offense is much more prepared. The chemistry is there. They don't have to go through any maturation process. And it shouldn't take a quarter and a half for them to get going and find themselves like you watched last year.
Mike Aussie from West Virginia Sports Now. Amazingly, Drew Aller's best game last year was his first game against West Virginia. Yep. 325 yards passing, 21 and 29, 3 TDs. He did not top 300 yards passing in any other game last season. So I want to ask you about West Virginia's defense, because Penn State also ran the ball for 146 yards. They had 478 yards. Where is West Virginia's defense? What are they going to hang their head on, trying to stop the running game of Penn State? Are they going to have more success against Penn State's passing game, or what?
Yeah, and that is interesting about Drew Aller. And Neil Brown did kind of defend Drew Aller the other day, also saying that he believes he isn't deserving as much criticism as Penn State fans do give him, although, as you just articulated, he, you know, didn't necessarily get better as the season went on, which I think is the issue. But defensively for the Mountaineers, they have depth that they didn't really have in the past. So, yeah, in the past you had consensus All-American and Beanie Bishop, who just made the Steelers. You had some other pieces, and they were an okay defense, better than people would have thought. They won the backyard brawl without Green getting hurt because of their defense going so crazy. So better than what Penn State saw. But this year, even though you don't have the star power of Beanie, there's more depth there. You get Garnet Hollis, you get Jaheim Joseph, both Big Ten transfers. You move Aubrey Burks. I would watch this for Penn State fans who maybe haven't been keeping up with WVU. Aubrey Burks is a safety that PFF thinks is an NFL player, but he's going to play a position that West Virginia calls the spear, which is more of a hybrid safety linebacker situation. And that's because of the secondary depth, but also because he wants to show what he really can do to the NFL. So he's moved around a little bit. Instead of being a free safety, he's going to be kind of almost a linebacker more so than anything else. But you get Trey Lathan back, who was hurt a lot of last season. Josiah Trotter, who I'm sure everyone listening to this heard that last name before. Yeah, he's from an NFL lineage, from his brother being a Clemson star and then his father being an NFL All-Pro. He is now going to be there. He was not at all there last year because he was hurt in the spring, in the springtime. Missed that whole year, missed the Penn State game. I think he's going to have a real big impact. So there's more depth there. For me, there's a question mark on the defensive line and what they can do against the run game. I think they'd probably be better suited to stop the pass than the run game. But that doesn't mean I think Aller's going to throw for 150 yards. He's still probably going to put yards up. And this leads me to, as you're probably figuring, I do think Penn State's going to win and be too much for them to handle. But there's a lot more depth for the defense than would have been there before. And I will predict, I think Trotter's going to have a big impact this year, and it will start in week one against the Nittany Lions.
win or lose, he may lead that defense in tackles in that game. He looks like a beast. He looks like an NFL player who hasn't played a down yet in college.
Last thing for you, Mike. You are a WVU alum. Penn State has not visited Morgantown in 32 years. It's been a long, long time. For people who don't know what it's like in Morgantown, maybe they travel to other Big Ten states. Look, a lot of places Penn State goes, they're tough environments. Yeah. It's difficult to win. What makes Morgantown uniquely special and a difficult place for opponents?
Yeah, and I am an alum, so that's in me, even though I'm covering them professionally now. And I think what makes Morgantown special is what Neil Brown's even brought up, that obviously this pro team's throughout the state of Pennsylvania, even if not in-state college. But in the entire state of West Virginia, there's no other major pro team. Yeah, they're an hour away from Pittsburgh, and a lot of West Virginia people are Steelers fans. Everyone knows that. But they're still not a West Virginia team. So the Mountaineers are the identity of people either from West Virginia or even if they're WVU alums. And that identity exists in a passion that exists at Roland Bush Carr Stadium. It's a true college town. Bren Baker says that the only similar comparisons in the entire country, he believes, are what's going on in Nebraska or what's going on in Arkansas. You could maybe argue Oklahoma, but the Thunder now exists in the last 20 years.
And I'm from Arkansas, so I can relate to that exactly. It's all Razorbacks. I've been to Nebraska many times. It's all Nebraska. Right. When that's all everybody in the state has to root for, it does create a special kind of situation.
Yeah, you have the Arkansas connection there. Yeah, so I think those are perfect examples. Those are also historic programs that have been around a long time. Yeah, there's pro teams within an hour drive in some capacities near certain regions of the state. But in the state, if you want an identity of a West Virginia team or a Nebraska team or an Arkansas team with that in the front of the thing, and you might be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but that's not West Virginia Steelers. Like, that identity, it's just different. So that college identity state situation, even though they're in northern West Virginia, people all the way down south, they live and die what the Mountaineers do, and they drive 4 hours to go to the game. I mean, people living in Pittsburgh are closer to that stadium than people living in other parts of West Virginia that go to that game. So, and this is the most rowdy atmosphere, even though it's a day game, not a night like the fans wanted, that might be there for a while or has been there for a while. This is first time since 92. Obviously, there's history behind this. They haven't beaten Penn State too much, even though they celebrate the big wins against PSU. And there's been a lot of success throughout the history of the West Virginia program that I do think is kind of undervalued overall nationally. But this would absolutely be Neil Brown's biggest win. This is probably the biggest game hosted by the Mountaineers in Morgantown in well over a decade, because other big games, their turn of the brawl, playing Alabama to start a year, all of that, not in Morgantown. And, the program is promoting this being the biggest season opener since 1998 when Ohio State was there. So that tells you something, too. And Franklin's the only one who has the experience. He's been there. I don't think that's code speak when he says it's a hornet's nest. Again, at night would be something different than the day. You're not going to get the full-on feel of all the imagery, and you've seen over the years on a noon game versus at night. But prime time, McAfee will be there. I mean, it's going to be a gigantic thing for the program and a rocking atmosphere. And home court advantage could be a thing. I mean, if Aller misses a play because the crowd is erupting at him and it's different than what he's experienced, even though he's been in big crowds, this is a team that can take advantage, whereas last year's team probably would have still made a mistake and give it to him. Penn State's going to have to prove they're the better team on this field. I don't think West Virginia's just going to hand them a 20-point win like maybe they would have thought entering the season last year, whether they want to admit it or not.
Great stuff, Mike. Really enjoy catching up with you, my man, and hopefully you get to see a good game there, pal.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, I definitely do hope it is a good game because, as you know, with conference realignment, everything going on, and even Ren Baker said he doesn't want to play all these power teams out of conference. He wants to keep the brawl, but nothing else. We may never see this again. No matter what happens to these programs in the future, you may never see West Virginia and Penn State ever again unless it's a playoff game. This might be it.
Yeah.
So that's even more reason for this to be a big deal.
Good stuff, brother. Appreciate it, Mal.
Have a great day, man.
All right, good stuff. Mike Gossie from West Virginia Sports Now. Some tremendous analysis there. Really appreciate him for taking a few minutes. I got to take a break here. We'll dive into some of those things he mentioned after the break.
Shane Van Gisbergen is driving Cup Series next year for Trackhouse Racing as they expand their race team, and here are his thoughts.
Yeah, it's been a huge life change, as Justin said, and everything he said was going to happen has happened. So, yeah, I'd never thought it would happen this quick, and I'm very glad we've done the learning year this year in Xfinity. Colleg Racing been great to work with, and then also a lot more races to finish the year now. But it's been a huge learning experience, but just excited to get full-time in the Cup Series next year.
And team owner Justin Marks.
Yeah, it's a great day for the company, obviously, being able to announce that we're expanding to a third full-time Cup Series entry in 2025. Most exciting thing for me about it is that we're able to announce that Shane Van Gisbergen is going to be the full-time driver in the Cup Series for us next year at Trackhouse as we expand from two cars to three. And you know, these moments are always special, especially since, you know, 48 months ago, this was a Tennessee limited liability company with $500 in the bank and sort of an idea, and me and Ty trying to figure out how to do it. So, you know, for us to come in as a one-car team in 2021, you know, make the acquisition of Ganassi, expand to two teams, win, you know, seven races in the next, you know, 2.5 years after that. So we're very excited. We're thrilled that he's accepted the offer and made the commitment, and looking for big things in 2025.
You're on the final lap.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples' hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Hey, Kepner!
All right, I really appreciate Mike Ostie from West Virginia Sports Now adjusting his schedule to join us a few minutes late after that Pirates debacle. 946-0435, that's our number if you'd like to join us, 946-0435. You can touch on the Pirates, Penn State versus West Virginia, the Steelers naming Russell Wilson the quarterback, anything else. I don't necessarily want to get into this a lot today. I do think that this is a very, very important topic. I may get into it tomorrow. There's a story out today, a West Virginia high school football player. Actually, he was only 13 years old, so you're talking about a junior high player, died after a collision during football practice. We love football in this country. I'm not going to get into this too much today, but I may save it for tomorrow. We love football in this country, man. When I was growing up, I'm 50 years old. We loved watching all those videotapes of just incredibly vicious collisions on the field. Now you got kids dying in this country playing junior high and high school football. Last year, 16 football players in the country died. Just always wonder, you know, we love the sport. Everybody wears it as a badge of honor that their kid plays football. It unites communities. Man, oh, man, just a tragic loss. 13-year-old boy in West Virginia dies after a collision in high school. There's three kids already that have died this year. And we're in week one of the high school football season around the country. Three kids have already died. All right, we'll get into that a little bit more tomorrow. 946-0435. I want to touch on a couple of things that Mike Oste said there from West Virginia Sports Now about West Virginia's offense being better, the defense being better, and they believe that they have a chance. Last year there was hope. You know, there was basically – they're just kind of hoping to come in and play well against Penn State at Beaver Stadium, and that wasn't going to – you know, hope doesn't carry you a long way in sports. It can give you a jolt or a boost, but you know, when games start, hope kind of flies out the window a little bit, especially when you get down on the road in front of 100,000 people. Well, this year, it's not just hope for West Virginia. It's a belief that they can win this game. They're in Morgantown. It's a very difficult place to play. I went there for I covered a Pitt West Virginia game, I don't know, probably going on 12, 14 years ago or so down in Morgantown. Really difficult place to play. Good atmosphere, and they've had some success there over the years. But Penn State has taken care of West Virginia pretty much forever. I looked up, it's like 45-9 all time, the series between Penn State. 49-9, I'm sorry. So Penn State's won 49 games, West Virginia's won 9, and there have been 2 ties. You've heard me say over the past couple days, you know, think about that. The 409 wins by Joe Paterno, most all time, how many of those have been against the likes of West Virginia and Boston College and Syracuse and Temple and Maryland? I mean, starting off here, looks like Joe won about 20 games against West Virginia or so, give or take. I'll try to see if I can find. I'm looking at the game by game. I'll see if I can find a true number. But, you know, 20 wins against West Virginia. Penn State's really rarely struggled with West Virginia. Those have typically been the kind of games where maybe West Virginia goes, just like this year, maybe West Virginia goes into the game feeling like it had a chance, but then the game kind of gets going, and all of a sudden they don't really have much of a chance. All right, 946-0435, if you want to join us, anything you want to touch on. I want to get back to a couple things on the Pirates here after the break.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
How about this? I just found these numbers. I was looking for them because I've been talking about this the past couple days. Listen to this. Joe Paterno was 25-2 against West Virginia, 23-0-1 against Maryland, 21-4 against Syracuse, 26-1 against Pitt, 17-0 against Temple, 16-2 against Boston College, 13-1 against Rutgers, 9-1 against Army, and 6-2 against Navy. I found this from a story. So against just those teams, West Virginia, Maryland, Syracuse, Pitt, Temple, Boston College, Rutgers, Army, Navy, Joe went 150, 16 losses, and 2 ties. That's the point I've been making all week when I talk about Penn State football kind of still is what it's always been. They beat up on the teams that they are supposed to beat up on. When they play big games, they struggle. But Penn State didn't have to play Ohio State and Michigan for the first 20-something years, 20 years of Joe's career, because they weren't in the Big Ten. 150 wins, 16 losses, 2 ties for Joe against those Eastern teams. And here's a quote that Joe was even talking about. To be brutally frank, many of our Eastern rivalries just weren't competitive. That's what Joe said. All right. Want to thank our sponsor, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Appreciate all their support each and every day of the program. If you're heading to a game or tailgate party, hunting trip, fishing trip, stop by J.M. Boswell's first. They'll hook you up with pipes, cigars, tobacco blends. They're at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell's pipe. A little bit of an abbreviated show today because of the Pirates. I will close the show saying the same thing that I did when I opened the show. Pirates blew a 10-3 lead today at home. Paul Skeens was on the mound. He gave up 3 runs in 5 innings. Pirates blew a 10-3 lead to the Cubbies and lost. It's got to be excruciatingly painful to be a Pirates fan. I ask with full frankness and sincerity and curiosity, how on earth can anybody be a fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Just because you have been forever? Is that enough to remain a fan of a team that is just a disaster and will treat you so badly. It's wild to me. That's one of the worst Pirates losses of your lifetime. I promise you. We'll talk some more football tomorrow. Have a good night.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.